Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Nun Ches Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learned about today include: the Gemara discussed the act of mixing of the blood of the par and the sar after the hazois on the pareches. The Gemara will also examine the laws of chatzitza, especially as it relates to the avodas of the kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. The next Mishnah continues the narrative of the avoda of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, and will explain, along with the Gemara that follows, the avoda of sprinkling the dam par v'dam sar on the mizbeach hazav. Some of the key topics and concepts that we'll learn about include chatzitza. Certain mitzvahs require that there be no chatzitza, physical intervention between the one performing the mitzvah and the mitzvah itself. One example of this is immersing in a mikvah, where there cannot be any chatzitza between the person or kli and the waters of the mikvah. Also, a kohen serving in the Beis HaMikdash cannot have a chatzitza between his body and the Bigdei Kohuna. Our Gemara brings a question of a flask of blood inside another flask, if that constitutes a chatzitza or not for the kohen holding the flask. Mechatas. If someone becomes tamei with tumas mes, they need to be sprinkled with mechatas as part of their purification process. Mechatas is a mixture of ashes of the paraduma mixed with spring water. The water for the mechatas mixture must be drawn directly from a well, and no chatzitza is allowed in the kli. Yam shel shleima. The Yam shel shleima was a large mikvah built by Shleima HaMelech for the use of the kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Navi describes, this mikvah stood on 12 paras made out of copper, with 3 paras facing in each direction.